Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. Where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new humanity, one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. But, you know, if you understand the power of God and you don't understand end time Bible prophecy, you're not going to know what to do with the power of God. And if you understand end time Bible prophecy and you don't have the power of God, you're not going to have much impact on your destiny and your calling. That's why I'm interviewing Joel Richardson right now, so you can put it all together, so that you can understand where we're at as far as end times. And I have to ask you, Joel, as a man dedicated and called by God to teach end time Bible prophecy, where are we at this moment in history?
Well, throughout history, Sid, believers have peered into the scriptures, trying to discern the times and the seasons. I believe, Sid, that we are closer now than we've ever been. The Lord is opening up the scriptures. He's revealing with clarity the Lord's end time plan. And as we look to the Middle East, as we look to the epicenter, the focus of all biblical prophecy, things are coming together rapidly. The church needs to be aware of what's taking place so they can understand that, in fact, the return of Jesus is near and we need to be prepared.
And just out of curiosity, what is your understanding of the United States in end times?
Personally, for me, Sid, when I look at the emphasis of Scripture, I see, again, the primary focus being the Middle East. I see some very vague references to, you know, once you get outside of the greater biblical world, things become blurry. As Americans, we like to believe that we're central to everything. We want to believe that the Bible is really talking about us. There are some hints. There are some places where the U.S. may be referenced, but personally, I express caution. By and large, what I see is that the U.S. is not mentioned. That opens the door for us as intercessors to say, Lord, have mercy on us, that we would, in fact, be a nation of righteousness right up until the return of the Messiah and at the day of his judgment, as we stand as nations before the judgment seat of the Messiah, that we would be a nation that would be found righteous. But Sid, I believe the Lord is going to humble this nation significantly before that time.
Tell me about this new Iranian documentary and why it's so important to end times.
Sure. Well, within Islamic end-time views, they believe that an individual known as the Mehdi, called by the Iranians the 12th Imam, will emerge.
Now, what does Imam mean, and what does Mehdi mean?
Mehdi is simply, it means the guided one. He is the one that is guided, according to Muslims, by Allah. He is the final Messiah, the Savior of the world, that will reunify the entire Islamic world and lead the Islamic world in a victory against the infidel nations. Now, Imam simply means leader, and what Iranians believe is that the Mehdi will be the 12th leader or the 12th male descendant of Muhammad. Now, the Sunnis of the Islamic world, they're the 85% to 90%, they believe in the coming of the Mehdi, but they don't believe that he will be the 12th descendant of Muhammad. They believe that this is just sort of a mantle that will come on an individual in the last days, and really anyone, if they emerge and begin to do the things that the Mehdi is prophesied to do, that they have the potential to become the Mehdi. So there's a little bit of a difference.
But it's still close enough.
Yeah. Well, once they come, what they do is the same thing. They just have a difference in belief in terms of how he will emerge onto the world scene. But the Iranians have now put out this documentary. Now, Sid, within the academic community, those just handful of people out there that are really analyzing and trying to understand what the Iranians believe, there's been this discussion. They've said, do the leaders of Iran believe that they can actively bring about the coming of the Mehdi? And Sid, this video, it removes all doubt. It is clear that they believe that they can actively work here and now in the earth to force the hand of God to bring about the coming of this Islamic Messiah figure, which by all accounts is really identical to the biblical Antichrist.
So let me ask you this question. I've pondered it so much. The people at our State Department, they know more than I know. But why, when they see this particular documentary, do they have the slightest doubt that they can negotiate a peaceful settlement between the Iranians and say, the rest of the world, especially Israel and the United States? How could they possibly believe that after this documentary? I don't get it.
There is a powerful spiritual blindness. Just an ignorance that is overwhelming. Even the United States State Department, it is an incredibly institutionalized unit that is filled with individuals that are very liberal. They don't want to stir the pot. They would like to believe that we can negotiate with these individuals, or they would like to believe that the largely secular populace of Iran will just overthrow these leaders. They've been, you know, locked in this mode of wishful thinking for years now. Meanwhile, the Iranian military and government has been developing nuclear weapons. We've been sitting back, and each day that we sit back and do nothing is one day closer to where these maniacs will have the ability to have nuclear weapons. This is unbelievable.
Okay, tell me what the Iranians did in their version of Mein Kampf. What did they say?
They actually believe that the Mehdi, that the sign of the Mehdi will come when an army from the east, and they cast themselves as that army, will march to Jerusalem to literally, they say, retake Israel for the Islamic world. Muslims believe that whenever a land that was once controlled by Muslims is taken by infidels, it's very much an open sore. I mean, they cannot rest until that land is taken back for Islam. But even going back to the very foundations of the Islamic religion, they have these prophecies that say in the last days the Muslims would literally slaughter the Jews. A final Holocaust is described in their scriptures, and they believe that they will be the ones that will lead these armies that will take Jerusalem for the Mehdi, for their Messiah, for the Islamic world, and literally that they will exterminate the Jewish people from the land.
But why is it so necessary for them to take Jerusalem? Why is that their objective?
You know, Sid, the only thing that we can conclude when we examine these things is that there is, in fact, a satanic hand that was involved in the evolution and the development of these radical Islamic apocalyptic traditions. Because we know that the Bible says, and has said for thousands of years, that the Antichrist in the last days would set himself up in the temple of God in 2 Thessalonians, and then 700 years later, this religion called Islam comes along, and they teach that their Messiah would come and set himself up in the temple. They believe that that is the location that the Mehdi, the 12th Imam, will rule the whole world from the Temple Mount.
Now, I have not personally seen this documentary. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've watched the whole
thing. Okay. Does it actually state they would go so far as to nuke Israel?
Personally, Sid, I don't believe that Iran will nuke Israel, and the reason is...
No. What does the documentary state that?
No, it does not. It says that they will invade and conquer Israel.
Okay, go ahead.
The reason I don't believe, and a lot of people have been asking this question, will Iran nuke Israel? They could very well nuke another country, and I'm not opposed to believing that, but they believe that Islam will control Jerusalem. So I can't imagine that they would want to nuke the place that they believe that they will rule the world from. Secondly, it's against Islamic law to kill Muslims on purpose. And obviously, if you nuked Israel, you'd kill Palestinians. However, Sid, the question that military strategists have to ask is, but are we willing to take that chance? In sitting back and allowing Iran to develop nuclear weapons, are we really willing to take that chance?
Now, after seeing this video, what do you believe they are up to?
Well, I think that the Iranian leaders are desperate. They see the complete overthrow of governments throughout the region. They know that a large percentage of their youthful population desires to cast them off. And as a result, they themselves are susceptible. So they are really playing up the anti-Semitism that exists among their people. They're playing up these apocalyptic traditions. And again, they are casting themselves as key players in the story. They're trying to literally, and this is the oldest game in the region, the oldest play in the region, is that they divert the attention of the masses from themselves and the bad job that they're doing with the economy and otherwise, and they're trying to focus on Israel. And so, again, they're casting themselves as the leaders of this invasion of Israel, and then they're calling on the religious persuasions of the people, and they're saying, you know, set yourself up that we would have an army of millions of martyrs. This is completely, and I'll use the word demonic, Sid, the documentary is completely demonic.
Now, do you see a divided Jerusalem occurring shortly?
I do, Sid. There's.
I hate to hear you say that, but go ahead.
I do, and I believe that we will see Jerusalem, we could say divided, or we could say as a shared capital. And it's not just the Islamic world. This is what's so shocking. I have heard prominent Jewish Orthodox rabbis and leaders say that the day is coming when Jerusalem, and what they call it is the capital city of world peace, will come about where Jews, Muslims, and Christians will together all pray to the one same God. This is exactly what we've been looking for, the emergence of this sort of this ecumenical unity movement that would try to claim that the God of the Quran and the God of the Bible are one and the same.
And yet, the prophet Joel, foreseeing this day, said in the third chapter that the nations would come under judgment for dividing up his land. So do you see the release of judgment on nations, and in particular the U.S., for orchestrating this? Oops, we're out of time. But you absolutely need to get these four DVDs by Joel Richardson, The Return is Near, because what is going to be happening next in the Middle East? Which countries are lining up? And as a matter of fact, we have a bookmark that's going with the four DVDs that explains the ancient names of countries involved in end times and what their modern name is. So as you're reading these great prophecies, you'll know who God is talking about, and especially his information on the 12th Imam. We're making this all available for a gift of $35. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.